Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Sandy from Washington State, originally from Michigan, actually. So most of all these stories I'm about to tell you originated in Michigan. I have so many, so I'll probably be calling you guys multiple times. And if things continue, probably the rest of my life, God willing, you guys are still on the air. I'm sorry about the music in the background. I'm at work and there's no way for me to turn it off. Not an EVP. So I don't even know where to begin. I'm just kind of going to go through a couple of really strange experiences that I had. One is not paranormal per se, but just kind of strange. And I don't think I'm a sensitive, and I'm not, you know, claiming to be a psychic or anything, but one situation happened when I was about 9 years old, and I had a dream that the house that we were living in was, it was the middle of the night, and the house was on fire, and half the house was kind of like destroyed and burning, and the other part of the house was still intact. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night and, you know, kind of running around trying to make sure everyone's okay and getting everyone out of the house, and then last minute thinking, oh my gosh, what about the cat? We forgot about the cat. Let's go back inside. So, and then get the cat. And then I woke up and I thought, wow, that was a really strange dream. Didn't think anything of it, whatever. So later on that evening, my grandmother and my uncles are watching the news. And I don't really care for the news. I'm 9 years old. What do I care? So the news story comes on about a house in Florida where, like, a single engine, you know, plane, one of those little ones that people learn how to fly in, crashed into a house in the middle of the night. Luckily, everyone was okay, but then they realized, you know, they'd forgotten about their cat and had to go back inside, and luckily the cat was okay, too. And it was kind of so surreal sitting there listening to the story thinking, oh, my gosh, that's exactly my dream. What is going on? So I don't know what to make of that. Like I said, I'm not a sensitive. At least I don't think I am, but I do have strange situations where, and I think everyone has these because I hear people say it all the time too, where like you're thinking of someone and then that person calls you within like half a second and you're like, oh my gosh, I was just thinking about you. Or kind of knowing what someone's about to say to you before they've even said it. So, you know, just things like that. And then, you know, way more dreams than that that have sort of come to fruition in one way or another. Sorry, that's my phone, not an EVP. So one other strange situation that I had that I want to share with you guys, this one's more along the lines of paranormal. And it's not a long story, but I'm just trying to keep it as short as possible. So when my kids were little, my husband went out of town on a business trip, and my sister spent the night. So we had our living room turned into a makeshift, you know, playroom for the kids, which we called the toy room. And, you know, it was like my first three daughters, and the oldest was like five at the time, and the youngest was two. And the room is full of toys. I mean, they had everything. So my sister spent the night, and we were sitting there, and it was about 10 o'clock at night. And we're like, okay, we're going to go up to bed. So we go upstairs, and next thing you know, I had this Elmo toy for one of my daughters that, like, teaches them to, I'm sorry, not Elmo, Big Bird, but teaches them to spell and letters and all that other stuff. So it starts going off, and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, what is going on? It's so creepy, and, like, you know, at nighttime you're in bed and you hear this just randomly going off. But, I mean, the room was, like, toys layered on top of toys, so it's possible something pushed it. So I went downstairs, and then I turned it off. I just switched it to off because it was left on. Went back upstairs. 10 minutes later, it starts going off again, and I'm thinking, what the heck? The first time it went off, I moved it away, not thinking logically, you know, a smart person would turn it off. I just moved it out of the corner that it was in, so nothing was touching it. Went back upstairs. 10 minutes later, it starts going off again. I'm thinking, what the heck? To go back downstairs, this time, do the smart thing and turn it off. Go back upstairs. 20 minutes later, it starts going off again. And I'm like, what is going on? So I went downstairs. This time, because my sister and I are both freaked out at this point, we're like, what's going on? Take the batteries out of the toy and leave it there. I'm like, there's no way it's going to go off now. So we had this one toy dog, you know, puppy that responds to commands or, you know, motion or, and it was sitting in the corner all by itself. Nothing was around it. Nothing was touching it. We had to get really close to this thing for it to activate. So went back upstairs, and I'm lying in bed, and I'm thinking, I'm really creeped out at this point because I'm a big chicken, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, wouldn't it be just so strange if the dog just started barking out of nowhere? Now, keep in mind, as Big Bird's going off, and we're going downstairs and trying to take care of the whole Big Bird thing, the dog never activated, never went off, nothing happened. So I'm lying in bed, and sure enough, within 5 minutes, the dog starts barking. And at that point, I just locked my bedroom door and sat up in bed and kind of just waited for morning because I was so freaked. I didn't even bother going down and taking the batteries out of the dog. I kind of just left it alone, let it bark, let it do its thing, and didn't think anything of it. But needless to say, my sister and I, neither one of us got much sleep that night. So, but those are my two stories. I do have a lot more. It seems like paranormal. That just happens. I kind of try to tune it out because I don't want to experience it. I don't know why anyone would, because some of the things are just really scary. But anyway, I love your show. I love you guys. Oh my gosh, you guys crack me up. Tony, I totally get your humor. Jenny, I love what you guys do and the rapport between you guys are awesome. Anyways, rock on. I'll talk to you guys soon.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.